Hey, friends, welcome to Worldview Matters. Very important topic today with one of my good brothers, Brian Thomas from blessingstoisrael.com. But we're going to be talking about lies about slavery. And I just want to read a brief quote here that slavery continues all around the world. In fact, Ethiopia had slavery until 1942. Saudi Arabia had slavery until 1962. Peru, 1964. India, until 1976. Slavery is still in South Africa, in Sudan, and my goodness, let's just talk about politically correct media and school textbooks, because that's what we're going to do today. We're going to try to refute some of the lies, because they give the impression that slavery has primarily been a sin committed by white people who enslaved blacks. Well, the fact is only about 25% of Americans in the South had slaves before the Civil War. It's commonly not mentioned, right? And even some black Americans, over 400 black Americans in Charleston, South Carolina alone had slaves at the time. So we're going to talk about this and the fact that America's wealth was not built on the backs of slaves, because that's the story you hear coming up on Worldview Matters.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, thank you. I was telling Brian before we got on the podcast that this is not one of my favorite topics, but since the lies have been believed, the deception goes deep here in America, especially since the BLM, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, has made so much impact, and that's based on Marxism and deception and anti-Christian rhetoric. It is really astounding how many people, even in the church, have fallen for this. But how do we know if we're not going to get the truth from the church, the media, Hollywood, the Democrats? Where are you going to get the truth? So, Brian, thank you so much, brother. I want to bring you in right now, and then we'll give you your websites. Good to see you.
Always a blessing to be with you, David. Glad to be here.
Yes. So blessingstoisrael.com, also over on YouTube, Discerning the Times on YouTube, and Facebook. You can look them up on Facebook, friends, Blessings to Israel on Facebook. So, Brian, just your overall thoughts. This is not one of those topics that I like to address, but unfortunately, I believe we need to, because of the ignorance and the lies, the deception, the miseducation. Your thoughts before we dive in?
Yeah, you're right, David. It's unfortunately a lot of lies, misconceptions out there, people believing, buying into a lot of things that the leftist media tries to, they're just out there to convince people of things that are not true because they have these agendas. And, you know, as you were saying in your opening, it is true that there are a lot of people that view slavery as only having been where it was whites that enslaved blacks. And I was talking to a pastor some years ago, and he was telling me no people group has ever been treated as bad as blacks have been through slavery. And I said, well, have you not read the Bible, in which if you go back to the book of Exodus, it speaks of how atrocious things were done against the Jews. As you know, in our ministry, we focus a lot on Israel and Jewish people. But what happened there in Egypt to the Hebrew slaves, nothing compares to that. And that's not to minimize what has happened to black slaves. I'm not doing that at all. But the blacks having been enslaved by whites are certainly not the only people group to have been enslaved. And well, David, that pastor told me, he said, well, what happened to the Jews was not worse as bad as what has happened to blacks. And I was just floored by that, because yes, there have been atrocious things done to blacks. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the Nazi Holocaust, the Jews placed in gas chambers, babies being thrown alive into graves, that type of thing did not happen to blacks in our nation. So yeah, you're right. There are a lot of misconceptions, a lot of lies that people are buying into.
So before we jump into, there's a really fascinating article, I believe, I don't remember if it was on, I think it was on Substack, by Rod Martin, about Juneteenth. We've heard a lot about Juneteenth recently. There it is. And he says, no, America's wealth wasn't built by slaves. Slavery has actually held us back from prospering. So we'll get to that in a minute. Brian, over on your Facebook page, I want to give you an opportunity to plug one of your recent programs. I love some of the things you dove into here. You did a part three on what does it all mean, discerning the times. You talked about the rush towards globalism, also the disintegration of morality in the West, the rapid advancement in technology, and of course you talked about an increase in religious deception in the church. Tell us a little bit about that program and whatever else you like to highlight before we move on.
Yeah, thank you, David. So yeah, that was a three-part series in which we went through those five main points in which we discuss, and we, being my co-host, Dr. Bruce Logan, and we talked about things that are happening in the world, because there is no shortage of things happening right now. I see even people that are not believers in Jesus Christ, they are even saying, what is happening? Why are these things going on? It just feels like something major is about to take place. And I really think, David, that major thing that we're building towards is the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we go through and we're trying to wake people up. As Jesus told the Pharisees and Sadducees at his first coming, he said, you can discern the weather. You look at the sky and you see the sky is red and you can tell whether it's going to rain or not. But he said, you can't discern the signs of the times, because there he was right in front of them and they were not discerning. And I see a repeat happening today concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage your audience, if they will, go out and take a listen to that three-part series as we walk through the different things that are happening and what the Bible says to that. And we are cautious, David, not to be sensationalists. We don't look at every single thing that happens in the headlines and try to say it's a fulfillment of prophecy. But when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, we see a lot of what the Bible says would take place leading up to the return of Jesus Christ. Those things are happening today. Artificial intelligence, globalism, we cover all of that. And I think it'll be a blessing to those who take a listen.
Yes. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you covering some of those things. Things are happening fast and very prophetic, some of these signs. But I want to go back and read another quote. You know, Satan has been successfully deceiving people into thinking, in America, for example, Christianity is to blame for many of the world's problems. Brian, before I read another excerpt, another quote, how do you respond to someone who might say, well, Christians or our founders all owned slaves?
Yeah, that is a great deception that you often see out there. And David, I don't know if every single one of them was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. But I do think when you look at our Constitution, God's hand was on it, the way they wrote it. It is so unique. And the fact that our nation has lived under that Constitution now for over 200 years. I mean, we've long outlasted what the average lifespan is for a kingdom. And we've prospered for a long period of time. And if you look around in Washington, D.C., there are Bible verses all over the place in the structures. Unfortunately, our nation has turned away from that. But I certainly believe that our nation's fathers had the word of God in their hearts and in their mind when they wrote the Constitution, because they wrote it in a way so that there was a balance of power, so that nobody no one human being or even an entity, a body, could lord over the people. They did it so that there was a balance of power. And I think you see the biblical concepts throughout.
Yes, and we're not going to talk a lot about the influence of Christianity on America. Hopefully our audience knows that, our viewers and our listeners, but we always have new people tuning in and checking it out. Maybe they haven't heard these things before. We are going to talk about slavery, but I want to go back. I actually wrote a chapter in one of my books, Canceling Christianity. I wrote a chapter on the historic impact of Christianity, because people don't know. People tend to blame the church or America or Christians for problems all around the world. And I'm going, wow. Hospitals, charities, you know, humanitarian effort. I'm thinking all these things are from because of the church. So I want to go back to something in the book here. It says, throughout history, when human beings were treated harshly, throughout history and without dignity, it was Christians who spearheaded reforms. Jesus himself, he said, he offered himself to all individuals, classes, nations, tribes. He was whoever would come to him, he said. But no people, nation, organization, or religion has done more regarding the freedom, social reform, and education of minorities than the Christian church. And then I want to read one more quote here, and this is from, this is about slavery. Even after slavery was outlawed in the U.S. in 1865, the practice continued in other countries for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And people still point their fingers to America. Bad America, bad America, it's your fault. One more thing, and I'll let you respond, Brian. According to the Human Rights Organization, You Can Free Us, over 45 million people are enslaved in the world today. What? Women and children make up 95% of modern-day slaves, and 80% are used in sexual exploitation. By the way, Houston is one of the busiest hubs. That maybe there are other cities now that are close to that, but human trafficking has surged. It's over, and this was like 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Human trafficking is over $150 billion a year industry. So we're blaming America for the world's problems and slavery. Go ahead and respond, Brian.
Yeah, and as you said, David, if people really know the history, look back and do your study, do your research. When we look at Ivy League schools like Harvard, those schools were, they came about for the sake of Christianity. When they began, more than 50%, I believe it was at Harvard, of the graduates were pastors. Mm-hmm. If you just look around at hospitals today, a large majority of hospitals have in their name something that is founded in Christianity. Mm-hmm. And look at natural disasters in our nation today. The first ones on the scene are organizations like Samaritan's Purse, led by Franklin Graham. The Christians are there. And so for all the people out there that want to say Christianity is doing bad things or is unloving and is holding things back, they're people that are being influenced by Satan, unfortunately. And it is really heartbreaking, as you said, when you look at slavery today in terms of sex slavery, and what is happening at our nation's southern border. And I see people that are saying things like how unloving it is to send these illegals back and to keep them out. But if you really understand what is taking place, the number of children, I mean, there are tens of thousands of children right now that are missing. They don't know where these children are. And the unfortunate thing, David, is the majority of them probably are in the sex trafficking trade. Yep. And it's just really heartbreaking. It is truly heartbreaking the way Satan has deceived so many people into going along with what is evil.
Okay, so now let's get a little political, Brian. And we need to do that because of the lies of the media and the rewritten or edited textbook publishers and what children are taught. And that is, let's just take, for example, the Democrat Party. And it is astounding to me that we have to do this. It really is. But the Democrat Party wanted to keep Black Americans enslaved. They fought a war, the Civil War. So share a little bit about that, Brian, because a lot of people, they still hear the media today, and it's astounding. They say, well, the Democrats are for Blacks. And I'm going, people don't know their history, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. Because you're exactly right, David. It was the Democrats that were leading the way in trying to keep slavery in place, the Civil War. The fact of the matter is, it was the Republican Party that came about to deliver the slaves, to get them to freedom, under the leadership of Abraham Lincoln, who, again, sadly, I've spoken even with pastors on this over the years, and I've shared with them, well, Abraham Lincoln was a white man. He was leading the Republican Party. He's the one that signed the Emancipation Declaration. So how is it that you come up with this idea that it's the whites who are keeping Blacks enslaved? And also, if you look at history, it was the Democratic Party out of which the KKK was born, David. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, I have shared this with other Blacks who are just all pro-Democrat, pro-Black. I've shared this with them. But David, it's like they have a willful ignorance. Even though you share it with them, they won't receive it. They're just anti-Republican. And the sad thing about it, I think, David, is just they have so much hatred within their hearts, so much hardness within their hearts that they're not willing to see the truth. They're not willing to receive the truth. And what we've seen, I think, in our nation is once the Civil War took place and slavery was abolished, well, the Democrats came up with another way of keeping Blacks enslaved, and that's through government handouts.
Yes.
And that's another way in which today, when you look at people, you know, the Democrats, they literally pushed for slavery prior to slavery being abolished. And today they are figuratively pushing for slavery by keeping people dependent on the government. Yep. And David, the thing is, we're not anti-government. The Bible speaks of government in the book of Romans, chapter 13. God says that the governing authorities are his ministers. So they are ordained by God. But what happens is sinful man comes in and does things out of the order of what God ordained it for. And they try to make people be dependent upon the government to provide their needs, as opposed to looking to God. And that is what we see in this great deception, because the Republican Party tries to limit government so that people can learn how to fish, David, so that you can be innovative and create and invent. But instead, the Democrat Party limits that because they just want to give a handout. And that keeps people dependent on the Democrat Party.
Amen, brother. So much more to come with Brian Thomas. And by the way, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the early platform of the Republican Party, what they stood for, and more coming up.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. So friends, I'm not going to make you guess, but the original platform of the Republican Party when it was founded was free soil, free labor, free men. And by the way, this is interesting. The Republican Party never had a member who owned a slave, never had its own terror wing like the KKK, like Brian mentioned, the Weather Underground, Black Lives Matter, Global Network Foundation, or Antifa. Nothing like that came out of the Republican Party. Not that they're all angels, but we're just doing a stark contrast, a comparison here. One more thing, and we'll get Brian's response. By the time Abraham Lincoln won the presidency, the North had pulled ahead of the slave South by virtually every measure, including economically, but certainly in terms of factories, railroads, shipping, everything needed to create a modern economy. This is very interesting. So, Brian, I'll bring you in and just go back to that. Either talk about the platform and how the Republican Party started out, or you can just talk about what was going on at the time of the Civil War and the development, and maybe not quite the industrial age, but the development in the North, and as opposed to the South, they weren't faring as well. Go ahead, your thoughts.
Yeah, it's a great point. That article highlights the fact that when there is freedom, people have a spirit of innovation. People have ambition. When you have people enslaved, David, there is no motivation to innovate, to invent things. And all you have to do is look around the world today. Look at Korea. I saw a satellite image at night of North and South Korea, and you see the stark contrast, because yes, in North Korea, where there's totalitarianism, it's completely dark. But in South Korea, where there's freedom, you see the lights are on. And it's just a totally different climate in which the people live in those places. And when you look around the world, if you look at the United States, going back to that period that you were speaking of, yes, the North was by far more advanced than the South because there were free people that were innovators. And I've had, even in my family, I have great aunts and uncles who many of them moved from the South and moved to the North because there were more opportunities. There was more prosperity. And the thing about it, David, is slavery is not of God. So anytime you do things, you implement systems that are not of God, they're not going to prosper. And you see that throughout the world. And some people will make a mistake. I've heard people who try to discredit the Bible, and they'll say, well, the Bible condones slavery. Lie. Well, no, the Bible does not condone slavery, not slavery that we're speaking of, where you are taking away a person's freedom. there is something called a bond servant, where people would willingly work for someone, but they were not enslaved against their will. And then you have to make a distinction between descriptive and prescriptive. Just because the Bible speaks of someone being in slavery doesn't mean that God was condoning it. But there is something called a bond servant. And David, we as believers in Christ, the Bible says we are to be bond servants of Christ. We willingly serve him. And so that's a good thing. But when you're enslaving someone against their will, against their freedom, it is not going to prosper. We saw it happening in our nation back in the South 200 years ago. You see it happening throughout the world today in places like North Korea and many other places where slavery still exists.
So let's talk about what we were just referencing. And that's in this article, by the way, friends. More slavery means less prosperity, which Brian was just saying, even hundreds of years later. There's a chart here that talks about the more dependent on slavery a nation was, for example, in the year 1750, the poorer that nation was in the year 2000. And it's got this line going down. It's very fascinating. So again, friends, the more dependent on slavery a nation was, there it is, in 1750, the poorer that nation was in the year 2000. So now let's talk about another lie, Brian. I'm just kind of trying to see what's coming up here, just so I can make sure we're going to get through what we need to get through. We heard the lie about cotton production. Where was that? Here we go. A lot of Marxists and Democrats and historians on that side claim that slave-based crops like cotton and those the goods that came from them created American wealth. And economic historians, for example, I'm going to refute this, say that U.S. cotton played no role in kickstarting the Industrial Revolution. And it says, although cotton exports comprised a large share of total exports prior to the Civil War, they accounted for only 5% of the nation's GDP. Care to comment on that, Brian? Because we've heard those lies as well.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, David. And what I really think those lies are thrown out there is to stoke division. That is the playbook of the Marxists, the leftists, is to constantly keep a division there, keep people worked up, keep people angry about the past. Yes. Christianity says, no, you forgive, you move forward, you don't hold on to things. But there are people that are trying to hold on to things that were done 200 years ago. Yeah. That is not of God. And so what it does is it creates this thing within people of saying, well, our ancestors were put in slavery and against their will. So they were brought here and they did all this for this country to build it up. And what do we get out of it? And now you have leftists, the Democrats are trying to come up with all of these reparation plans, trying to say that blacks deserve to be paid all of this money for something that, David, I had nothing to do with. You had nothing to do with. None of us alive today had anything to do with that. But yet they're trying to say we deserve reparations. The reality of it, David, is the money does not exist to even pay these families what they're trying to propose. But all it's doing is it's stoking the flames. It's keeping people worked up in a frenzy to be against one another. It's the, again, right out of the Marxist playbook, which is Satan.
Yes, class warfare, victimization. And that's the left is also stoking this victimhood, this victim mentality, like they are victims. So the world or America or whoever owes them something. But so 4.5 minutes left, Brian, why does this all matter? So because the lies are prevalent. And I think most institutions in America, for example, education, Hollywood, I've got to put education in air quotes, the public schools, Hollywood, the Democrat Party, of course, the media, universities. So where do you get the truth if your pastor, friends, if your pastor, when he's teaching through the Bible, if they don't get in depth on this, they can talk about Israel in the Old Testament, they can talk about the New Testament and Romans and Philemon, who was a former slave, by the way. And Paul says, once he got saved, you treat him like a brother. Anyway, where do you get that if your pastor is not going to preach or teach on this? People are not going to get the truth anywhere. So that's why we've got to do programs like this. But so the Democrats have based that kind of like they're gaining converts on lies. And they've been very successful. And this is, it's really deceptive and it is demonic. Brian, any other thoughts?
Yeah, David, you're right. It's really deceptive. It's demonic. And so many people fall for it hook, line, and sinker. One of the things that we saw, it was very common back during the George Floyd time, where what would you see in the headlines in the news? It was a constant thing of the headlines would read, white cop shoots unarmed black man. David, that's nothing but to bring about division. It's nothing yep. but to paint a narrative that was not true. Because they could very easily just say, well, there was a cop that shot an unarmed man. But they put the ethnicity in there because they're trying to, again, stoke the flames. But what we would often find is in a lot of those cases, once the facts came out, the truth of the matter is that, well, the so-called victim oftentimes was in the process of committing a crime, not complying with the police officer, resisting arrest. But that's not put out there in the beginning. No. And so the damage has already been done in terms of public opinion at that point. Yeah. But that's the narrative. And people have to be discerning. You get discernment from the Holy Spirit. Yes. And unfortunately, many pulpits today are not giving people the truth. And so, David, that's why programs like yours is so important. And I point people to programs like yours all the time, because if you really want to know the truth, we have to stop following the media, because they're not in it for God's agenda. They're in it for Satan's agenda.
Thanks, Brian. So let's bring this again back to the Christian perspective. I want to go Galatians chapter 3. This is one of those verses I love to share. Verse 26. Now, this is once you are saved and become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Get this. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. It's the end of Galatians chapter 3. Brian, wrap it up. Your final thoughts in about a minute.
Yeah, well, that's a great verse to end on. And David, I encourage people to please take to heart what you just read and said, and to get this division out of their hearts. If you want to be in the kingdom of God, you have to love in the way that God loves. And as that verse so rightly says, God does not make a distinction. There's no favoritism. There is no racism. The Bible says in Revelation that when John looked and saw heaven, he saw there was a representative from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And so we have to love everyone the way Jesus loves. And again, stop falling for the leftist media. And I encourage people, if you are always looking at things through the eyes of skin color, there's something in your heart that's not right. And I encourage you to take it to the Lord and seek repentance so that you can see and love in the way that he loves.
Amen, brother. And by the way, friends, you can go to the Blessings to Israel website or the Facebook page, and there's an opportunity to sign up for the Discerning the Times newsletter on there. Thank you for all you do, Brian. Give our best to Danita and Landon, your son. Friends, pray for him. God's protection over his health and his heart. And Lord willing, we'll do this again. Thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Glad to be with you once again, and it is a blessing. Thank you.
Praise God. Friends, thank you for sharing the podcast. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.